We are learning Masechta Shavuos Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, and we are starting almost halfway down the Amud. The first words on the line are Maisi Tiyufta, the Rabba Tiyufta, and starting at the end of that line. So we're continuing this Shaila. If you have Edim and someone's Kofer Mamoin, is that considered Kfiras Mamoin Legabe Karvin Shavuos Bekadin or not? So Rabba said that if you have Edim, so since the Edom are here, so then your kfira, your denying, doesn't really do anything, because anyway chayiv. But the ma'aseh Rav was shlagged up. So comes Rav Yechonon. Rav Yechonon Amar, ha'kofer b'mamon shishlov Edom chayiv. If you kofer a mamon that there are Edom, you chayiv. But b'shtar is potter. Before there was a tzad to tell them in each other about the same thing, but now we're saying, Rav Yechonon saying, if it's a shtar, then for sure his kfira is nothing. Yeah, has a shtar. But Edom is not enough. I'm not Papa, my time with Rav Yechonon. What's the difference between shtar and Edom? Edom avid the maisi. Edom are not a sure shot. They might die before they could say this. For Eid the Gemara, Shtar Hamanach. No, it's more said Shtar Hamanach. Shtar is here, but Shtar is not is still here. So therefore, it's a more of a sure shot. I'm like Huna Breider Yeshua. There are Papa Shtar Nami over the Merkus. Shtar get lost also. Shtar get lost. So why is that more of a sure shot? Elo, I'm Rav Huna Breider Yeshua. But it's they are both not a sure shot, not a shtar, not Edim, and that's why you, if you deny and you make a shvua, you chayev the carbon of shvua sapakadit. Aye, why by shtar does Rav Yechonon say that you pot from the carbon? High in the time of Rav Yechonon, I don't remember shvua. High in the Rav Yechonon, Moshem da have a shtar shibut kakoyis. The aim of being carbon al kfiras shibut kakoyis. The klal is that ain't a shvua mal kakoyis. Now here, actually, you're denying that you owe money, but if there's a shtar, then there's a shibud on your karka, and the first place to come collect is your karka. Therefore, technically, when you're denying that I owe money, I am protecting my karka. Therefore, it's considered like a shvua on the karka. A kfira on a shibud karkois, like a shvua on the karka. And since it's a shvua on the karka, therefore there is no shvua, because ain't a shvua mal karkois. That's what Rechon says, you part of a star, because by star, there's a kfira shibud karkois. Now, Tais has a very fundamental question. Tais asks, where are Rechon holds in Midaraisa, all Havayis have a Shibud Daraisa and you can collect from Karka. So how is it ever possible to have a Shuvah Spakad and you always have Kfir Shibud Kakayis? So Tosis answers, you have to say that on the Raisa level, it's talking about a case where you're Meichel on your Shibud. You're Meichel on the Shibud. And therefore, it's possible to have a Shuvah Spakad. But the Ritvos is a little different. The Ritvos says, since Bezman Hazel, we say that of Seder de Lekuchos, there's no Koil, there's no Din collecting from Karkois. So therefore, since you're not practically collecting from Karkois, it's not called Kfir Shavu Karkois, therefore it's Shaykh to have a Shavu, unless you have a Shtar, then Rabbi Yechon says you're Potter from a Shavu, because Kfir Shavu Karkois. Itma. So we're coming out of the Rechon Ogs and Rabbi, Rechon Ogs, Sai Edim really, and Sai Shtar also really, but it would be still called Kviras Shiva Kviras Mammon. Why? Not Kviras Mammon. Look, Kviras Mammon. Maybe the Edom will die and your star will get lost. There's a new problem with a star. If you have a star in front of you, it becomes Kviras Shiva Kakoyois, and therefore there's no din of Shvua, and therefore there's no din of carbon Shvua as Pekada. Itma. Mashbia Ede Karka. If someone is Mashbia Edom on Karka, so here we're talking about a similar type of shah that we just spoke about, where someone is. Have a shiloh of karka. Let's say Edom saying someone owes a piece of karka. And let's say the guy comes up to you and says, no, that karka is mine. The guy says, no, it's not your karka, it's my karka, and I'm going to swear it's my karka. And you have Edom proving that there's Edom on this karka. So, pliga v'icha v'ablaza, chadam achaye v'chano apater. Because the shiloh is here, is this really called kfir shiva kakayis? The machlokes is there a chiv of carbon shuas pekadon or carbon shuas edis? Actually, the same machlokes by a case of edik karka. This actually case is talking about carbon shuas edis. When it says mashpi edik karka, actually means shuas edis, where two edim know that this karka belongs to this person, and the edim say, I don't know edis. So what about in such a case, is there a parasha of carbon shuas edis, which in turn is really the same machlokes of shuas pekadon also, like we'll see. So it's mashpia edik karka. We have an argument about karka, and one of them have two edim, and the edim don't want to say edus. And they say they don't know any edus. Then it's found that they know edus. So halacha is that's bringing a carbon. What's halacha by karka? Pliga Rav Yechon v'Rav Loza. Chara machay v'chara mapata. Tis dayim Rav Yechon d'om mapata. We'll bring a raya Rav Yechon v'Rav Zepata. Medom Rav Yechon ha-koyfer v'mom shalom edim. Chay v'shtar pata. Rav Yechon said if you're koyfer by shuas pekadon, you're kofer, and the guy has a star, you're part of why? Because it's kfir shiva kakayos, who can put a radio of Yeshua, like his pshat. So clearly he holds that there is no parish of shvuas bekadon. on Kfir Shir V'Kakayis, so obviously there won't be any din of Karban Shavuos Eidus either in that case, because the Eidim made on Karkar is considered Kfira on Shivat Karkayis, and therefore there won't be there's no Parash of Shavuos, there won't be a Parash of Karban. Testayim, Rav Yechon is the one who holds that you potter. Rav Eliezer holds Yichayiv. Over here, we are the Rabba. Leimer Rav Yechon, Rav Eliezer, Plukta, the Rav Eliezer, the Rabbanu Kemifli. Maybe they're arguing this Machlekes. The Tanan, or some of Gurus, the Tanya, we learned that our Brisa. This is talking about the Shiloh of Heshev Zagzela, which incidentally is in the same parasha of Shavuos HaPekodin, where there in the parasha it says that Heshev Zagzela, it's part of the parasha of Shavuos HaPekodin, which it starts Perek Hei Pasachov, and one of the psukim there it says, V'hoya ki yechta v'oshem, v'heshev Zagzela asher gazal oysa oysha kasha oshak, and then you bring a carbon, so this is Heshev Zagzela. And the Gemara Shiloh is, Is it possible to have gzela on karka? So a story is like this: Hagoyzo sodom mechavera. Someone steals a property from his friend. V'shot v'nor. The ma'aser was flooded, and now it became part of the Atlantic Ocean. So chayiv lo hamid le soda. Usually, there's no shaila about heshes gzela because you prove it's yours, and you move in. The karka can't be moved anywhere. But here's a case: so the karka disappeared, but now you stole it and then disappeared. You have to give that a new karka. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, you have to give a new soda because it's then heshev gzela by karka. He says, no, it's not an gzela. Here it is. The karka is here. Oh, it's Atlantic Ocean now. It's not my problem. Here it is. What's the biyar machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanon? Like we had a few times already in this Fasechta, there's different ways to darshan. The person darshan's ribu miyuti, it's more inclusive than klal prat. Like Mark explains, Rabbi Yez darsh ribu miyut, it's in the parish of Shuas Pekadin, and says, Nefesh kisechto mola mola ba'ashem ve'kichesh ba'amise. Kichesh ba'amise ma'ash ba'anything, ribu. But Pekadin v'sumas yod is miyut. Then chaz of a riba. So riba miyut riba riba ko. Marba everything. Ma riba riba ko mili. Ma miyut if might one thing. What do you might? Miyut shtaris. That shtaris is not gufa mammon. It's not be'etz money. So there's no parasha of shvuas apikadim when someone claims you stole my shtar. Rabbanon darshi kolia prati. Hirush b'amis is a klal. Of kodim shumas yod is specific of a gozel prat. Or mikalash yeshava is a love of a chaz of a klal. Klal prat a klal. Yad don't look in a prat. Since the prat is things that could be moved, things that are money or gufi mamon, I've called dava metalta gufi mamon. Yotzu karkoye shem metalta. It's going to exclude karka, which is not metalta. Yotzu avodim, which are hukshulukakoye. So therefore, they're also excluded from the parish of Shavuos Pekodin. And yotzu shtarais, shafish shem metaltaim, but still in gufi mamon. They're not inherently money. So we have machlekes over here. We have a heshev zagzela by karka. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you do have it. According to Rabbanan, not. And in turn, also, this is the same parasha of Shavuos Pekodin. Probably the carbon Shavuos Pekodin the same machlekes. So man the mechayev, the one who is mechayev Shavuos the edus actually by edus karka, Rabbi Eliezer holds that you learn from Shavuos Pekodin. Just like Shavuos Pekodin yechayev by karka, he also yechayev edus also yechayev karka. Man the potter, one holds a potter, all crap on, all the potter from Heshev Zagzela, you potter from Shavuos HaPekodin when it comes to Karka. So that's the Bia Machlekes. Maybe the Bia Machlekes, Rabbi Yechon or Rabbi Elazar, is the Machlekes, Rabbi Yez and the Rabbanon. So tomorrow you're half right. Amalei Lot. Man the Machayev, if you hold that Yechayev, a carbon of Shavuos Eidus and Shavuos HaPekodin, obviously you hold like Rabbi Yezer, that there's in Heshev Zagzela, they're all included in this parasha. But a man the potter, the one who holds potter, he could say, I go to Kuliyama. Amalach, Baha, the Gavi carbon, I feel Rabbi Eliezer Moida. Why? The Rachman Amma Mikov La Koil. When it comes to the carbon, it says, Oy Mikola She Yeshava Lav L'Sheker, and it says you bring a carbon, it says Mikoil. It doesn't say Hakoil. And with Darshan, there's another exclusion over here, and we're excluding Karka. And that's how we could say that that Mandim holds that when it comes to Shavuos HaPekodin and Shavuos Eidus is different than the Heshev Zagzela. Because here it says Mikol, and Darsh Mikol Lehakol. Omar Papa Shved Rava, Masisim Nami Deka. I'll bring right from Mishnah also that when it comes to Karka, there's no Parsha of Shavuos HaPekodin. Because in the Mishnah it says, Ektoni Ganafta is Shari, Vuma Loi Ganafti. Mashpiach and make a shvuah amah main chayiv yechayiv a carbon shvuah sabakodin. So why didn't the Mishnah say a big chiddush? Vilu ganafti is avdi loy katani. My time will amishum the eved iskush kakayis And Eved is hookers to Karkois. So you see a raya to this Yisoy that Karka is not included in the parish Shavuos of Akadim. So the Mishnah's mashma, like Mandemo says, you kuli ami yipata. That Mandemo says, the fear of barn yipata because there's a miyat in the parasha. And according to Reliezer, there's a miyat of Mikarl. So it's the Mishnah's deka that the kuli ami maida, that there's no carbon Shavuos of Akadim or Shavuos Eidus by Karka. Because see, it doesn't say the case of stealing Eved, where a guy denies he stole Eved. So the Gemara is not all right. I want to pop my shade. The Rava, I'm a sefer. It says in the sefer, the Mishnah ends off with I don't know if I read the line before. It's really important. My time, I'm ever so close. Ever been in Karmel? Kriya Shavuot Kodesh. I'm going to pop my shade. The Rava, I'm a sefer. I'll bring Rava and sefer the opposite. It says in the sefer a rule. Zaklal kol amasham piatzmai. Anything that's a chiv money chay. Mishayim amasham piatzmai, which means it's a knas is potter. You want to come with the marba? Zaklal asuya mai. Lav la asuya. You're coming to the marba. Ganaf this avdi. If you stole the evet. Someone said, I stole your Eved. Well, by Marbid, that case. So we see, even a case of Eved is included in the parasha. You cannot bring a raya from our Mishnah one way or another. It's missing Ganaf Zavdi, but we have Zaklal. Therefore, it's not a raya, but that is a shita of Rabbi Yechanan that holds the always part of Karban Shuvah's Makadah, and Karban Shuvah's Eidus when it comes to Kviras Shivrit Kakoyas.